The title of this mini podcast is Bittersweet. When I consult my dictionary, I get this meaning for bittersweet: a rousing pleasure tinged with sadness or pain. That's my experience as well. So I think we got the word backwards. It should read sweet, bitter. Any event that we react to with a bittersweet reference is at first sweet, and then it turns bitter, not the other way around. I'm sure this seems like splitting hairs to some, but for me, it's a revelation. It suggests that it would be helpful if we could get a wedge between sweet and bitter in our life's personal movie and leave lots of the bitter parts on the cutting room floor. Now, this practice isn't denying reality. It's just making it more joyful. Think of any movie you've seen that's based on a true story. It has scenes in there that never happened, but it makes the story more enjoyable. You get the essence of the story without it leaving a bitter taste in your mouth. Perhaps this is me lobbying for more happy endings, or maybe it's me recommending an adjustment to how we approach bitter sweetness. Either way, we're left with the sweetness of the memory instead of walking away with a heavy heart. This isn't ignoring the downside of life. There's enough of that that it's impossible to ignore. It's more of a tweak to keep some of the dark clouds out of the scene so that our memories are more sweet and leave us feeling serene. Hanging on to bitter has a cost. It'll color the rest of our days with what could have been and leave us with feelings of chagrin. When we put the accent on a joy a memory delivers, we become more grateful and less hateful. I guess that's why we don't wish someone headed off to sleep. Bitter dreams. All the best, John.